High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But today is all about this. Yeah, Micheál Martin is going to be hailing to the chief, Donald Trump, later today. It is the most anticipated meeting that an Irish Taoiseach has done. I can't remember one to compare with it.
There's
been important negotiations, obviously.
100%.
The Good Friday Agreement
Good Friday Agreement, if you go back to the Brexit negotiations when things weren't going well with the UK. But it's the unpredictability of today.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Yeah.
But it could absolutely go pear-shaped.
I mean, it's happened for decades. We rock in Waterford Crystal, Bowl of Shamrock, How's Your Father, Backstabs, We love you, you love us, move on. But today, it could go any a number of ways. I mean, if you just look at the complicating factor that a number of journalists spotted members of the Burke family flying over to Washington yesterday, no one is suggesting they're going to be in the White House, but it just goes to the core, of what could potentially go wrong today. For Micheál Martin. Now, let's remember, politics and diplomacy are very different. So park your political bias if you have some against Micheál Martin.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he is a diplomat. He has spent many years working in the Department of Foreign Affairs at the highest levels of government, engaging the whole time. Apparently is very relaxed about this.
And a little too relaxed for Department of Foreign Affairs, apparently. He's like saying, I got this, no problem.
And I suppose that comes with experience.
You kind of want that. You don't want somebody going in
anxious and
nervous Nelly, you know.
But if you look at what we're talking about this morning, the European Union has now said they're going to retaliate to Trump's steel and aluminium tariff. That might be on the agenda because he's the first European leader to get in there. We might see free speech. We might see Gaza.
Vance be there? Will Elon Musk be there? Yeah. Will Harold Lutnick be there? Will the Burks be there, as you mentioned?
It's completely and utterly unpredictable. I know from speaking to people who are travelling, it's the biggest Irish media pack that has travelled.
No doubt.
For some time, purely because they're going for what will be a sideshow.
Okay. I wrote a piece for the Business Post on Sunday about the 10 things that he should do. Number 10, wear a suit.
Yes.
That was the suggestion of my boyfriend's girlfriend. Actually, she says, "Don't forget, tell him to wear a suit." But the really like flatter and charm. Don't lecture. Mention Dunbeg every opportunity. How brilliant Dunbeg is. Crank up the Irishness. Accentuate the positives. Talk about Ryanair, the business they do. But the one thing we do not do is go in and start lecturing about.
No, absolutely. And you do have to say things like, we're very grateful for what you said. And
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
By the way, I met my son's girlfriend, not my boyfriend's girlfriend.
I was just going to let you clarify that in your own time.
Isn't a big reveal.
Just for the benefit of your wife. I think that you have to toe the line. These guys they need to be flattered. But at the same time, you need to stand up for yourself. So I think it'll be a very pleasant in and out. You know, I've been talking to you about tariffs. I've been talking to you about this. And I've been talking to you about tariffs.
Not a bad impression. Yeah. Let us know, 087 1400 106. How should Micheál handle the Donald later today?
Well, News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has been following the Taoiseach's delegation from Austin and now to Washington.
The last time a European leader sat down with Trump in the Oval Office, it didn't go so well.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
not
cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't have to play cards. Mission.
That moment set alarm bells off across Europe and sent defence spending skyrocketing. But here in both Austin and in Washington, Micheál Martin has shown little to no sign of nerves, despite, after repeated questions from yours truly, giving nothing away about his game plan for the White House.
Sean, you're intriguing. Sorry, you're intrigued by it all. Look, I'm looking forward to it. It's a good, it's a welcome opportunity. It reflects the very strong tradition between Ireland and the United States.
His meeting with key Trump supporter Greg Abbott, the Republican governor of Texas, went very well, and what his officials are hearing behind the scenes seems positive for today. But they're all very conscious that a single rogue question could change things, and Micheál Martin didn't want to get into what he might say if Gaza or the Occupied Territories Bill comes up in conversation.
Yeah, we'll take it step by step with the meeting. I'm not going to go into a rehearse of the meeting or anything like that, but I think we're all fundamentally agreed on peace. We're all fundamentally agreed on my focus is on copper fastening the ceasefire, get the release of all hostages. And we've seen of late the terrible condition of some hostages, the manner in which they were kept and so on like that. So I think the focus has to be on consolidating the ceasefire, consolidating the peace, getting hostages out.
Last night, the Taoiseach attended a party at the US ambassador's residence along with hundreds of Irish Americans, including one Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary, who turned up wearing green and white trousers with shamrocks on them and saying the Taoiseach should avoid any lectures on Gaza.
Well, I think, look, tomorrow's an opportunity to celebrate the ties between our two countries. Obviously, issues like bilateral trade and other issues that affect the two countries are great, but stick to that. This is an opportunity to celebrate the bind, and I've said before, Ireland's punching above its weight. There's no other country on earth that gets the attention that Ireland does tomorrow. It starts with the vice president, moves to the capital, to the White House, but it's basically a whole-of-government day in America focused on Ireland, and there isn't another country that gets that kind of attention, and it would be a shame to undermine that bond that we've tied together.
The announcement of a potential peace deal in Ukraine has changed the tone as well, diverting attention away from a flagging US economy, and the Taoiseach was quick to praise the news coming out of Saudi Arabia.
I can recall at the beginning of our own peace process there was a lot of scepticism and criticism of people who took initiatives at that time, and there's never an ideal moment to launch a peace initiative, and I would pay tribute to President Trump for his unrelenting focus on peace, both in Ukraine and in the Middle East.
So while the mood music on this side of the Atlantic is pretty good, with Trump having a peace deal in one hand and the keys to a new Tesla in the other, everyone in the Taoiseach's team knows it may only take one wrong move for things to go very wrong today. Sean Defoe in Washington.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.